Hi, and welcome to Always Something. I am Jamie, and I'm happy to be with you. And one of the interesting things about my career and about my life, having worked in crisis communications, is that a lot of people ask me my opinions about popular topics or popular people or popular events or whatever the case may be. And every so often, I get asked, or you guys will send me a DM or something about Kanye West with a dotted line adjacency, or whatever you want to call it, to the Kardashian family. So, Kanye West has recently gone on like a tirade on social media, and I will not read the posts on this podcast. And I am doing that just because I just think it's in poor taste. For me to repeat some of the things that he's saying, but the gist of the messages are that he is very upset at his ex-wife, Kim Kardashian. He's upset with Beyonce and Jay-Z. He's upset with many people. And it seems to me, at least the beginning of it or the start of it, was a song that his daughter North was possibly going to do with another artist. And Kim is facilitating that. But let's just back up a little bit and talk about Kanye as a person and as an artist. So, Kanye is a rapper and record producer, and he has a varying style, varying taste in music. And he began producing for Rockefeller Records in the early 2000s. He is a Chicago native, produced many classic albums, and contributed to Jay-Z's Blueprint. He also did Common's B, which is personally one of my favorite hip hop albums of the 2000s. And he also has like his own categories of music that he's done. He's absolutely produced for many other artists, but his own albums, Late Registration and Graduation and College Dropout being his first album, were just really like sonically groundbreaking. Topically, it was informed. It came from a different style and different perspective of hip hop. And it kind of showed that rappers don't need to be coming from the streets. They can come from diverse families and educated families. And he kind of wore that on his shoulder and carried that. And one of the things that I always admired about Kanye was that he was always very honest. And as a hip hop artist, you should be. And he has gotten himself into trouble with his honesty. So he is one of the best-selling hip-hop artists of all time. He has, if I'm not mistaken, at least 20 Grammys. And he is quoted as being one of the greatest songwriters of all time. But he's also been in just an incredibly outspoken person, especially on social media. And he has gone on like diatribes about politics, about race, about classes. And I have always kind of struggled with like interpreting that. Because he chose to marry a white woman that has, in some eyes, profited off of black men. And I have had trouble with Kanye in that sense, because he's like trying to have it both ways. Like, he wants to stand up for black people, in theory, but then he's with a white woman that has done some questionable things. But recently, and I've noticed this, that there's a trend with him that, like, every couple of months he seems to be triggered by something. And he chooses to go on his platform. His favorite platform is Twitter, because it's the fastest out of all the social media platforms that are out there. And he just rants about any topic. It could be politics, it could be money, it could be partnerships, it could be about other artists, it could be about music industry people, whatever the case may be. And he doesn't seem to have much self-control. And for someone as smart as he is and as talented as he is, you'd think that he'd have like a gate of some sort, like a mental gate that will give him some sensory to say, hey, I should probably not say this publicly. I can think it if I want to, or just talk about it amongst friends or trusted peers, but I shouldn't really be saying this publicly. And as a comms professional, it's very clear to me that he doesn't have PR. He used to be managed by Scooter Braun, Justin Bieber's manager, Demi Lovato's manager, Ariana Grande's manager. And my understanding is that he and Scooter Braun had their differences and went their separate ways. And I have always wondered, how are people still willing to be in his corner in spite of all of the things that have happened? One of his closest friends is Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle has kind of pivoted his comedic take, over the past 20, 25 years or so, right? Like, before, he was much more doing impressions, much more into like stand up, and now he's gotten more into politics and using his platform to speak about social issues. And Dave Chappelle and Kanye have been friends for at least 20 years, maybe longer. Out of all the people in his circle, I don't know if there's anyone aside from Dave Chappelle that could reason with him. And the reasoning, I think, that could possibly be there, and the only person aside from Dave Chappelle that probably could have done that was his ex-wife, Kim Kardashian. And Kim herself is a very like anesthetized person and very calculated. Everything's planned, everything's organized, everything is just so. And that has come at a price for her. I believe, and this is just me, because let me tell you something, one person that is absolutely fascinating to me as a comms person, PR person, is Kris Jenner. Like, if I could have 5 minutes with her, I would just like pick her brain. But anyway, I believe that Kim Kardashian was willing to look past Kanye's idiosyncrasies if that meant that she was going to be with a black billionaire. I mean, the strategy is like pretty clear, right? Like we can all agree that that's probably the main intent. Do I think that she was physically attracted to him? No. Do I think that she was intellectually attracted to him? Maybe. Do I think that they had anything in common? No. But she was willing to look past that if that meant that she could be with him. But the issue that I think Kim Kardashian is facing is the fact that she has four kids with this man. If Kris Jenner is who I think she is, I think that she is going to have this play out a little bit on the reality show that they're fighting to keep alive. And I also think that she's gonna stage happy pictures with Kim and the kids. Like, we're doing just fine in spite of Kanye's doing these things, you know? I don't think that Kanye has any black women in his life. And I don't think he has had a black woman in his life for a very long time. Because there's like a sensory that I see as a black PR person that there's something that's missing socially that he's not engaged in and has much apathy towards, you know? What is the objective of him doing these social media posts and spiraling out of control and yelling and kicking up dirt and all of that? And I think that is just really because he is missing the presence of something that is familiar. And that is primitive. He can search everywhere for it. He's not going to find it unless he knows what he's looking for. You know? And Kim Kardashian was never going to be able to do that. Even if she did love him and was attracted to him and saw a big, happy, bright future with him, Kim Kardashian didn't stand a chance. And I think in hindsight, she knows that. Over the last several years, Kanye has taken to social media to air his grievances. And he's doing that in a space that he feels that he can control. Because there are a lot of things in his life that he probably feels like he can't control right now. People don't want to work with him anymore. People don't believe in him anymore. No one is interested in his point of view anymore. So he's like, I need to say something. I need to put it here. It's limited. And it's very socially irresponsible. But he doesn't care because he's not well. And so those of us that have an informed point of view about communicating to the general public, albeit social media, press releases, interviews, whatever the case may be, I can read that he feels as if he has nowhere to go with his message, so he needs to put it here. And it also reads as someone that is very mentally fatigued. And it also reads as someone that fears nothing. And how I know that he doesn't fear anything is because he feels that he's lost everything. He's like, whatever. I've already lost my dream girl. I don't see my kids. My mother passed away. No one wants to work with me anymore. I lost millions of dollars. Whatever. I'm just gonna say what I want now. As a PR person, is there a way to reason with that person? Is there a way to qualify your point of view to them? I've said this before in a previous podcast, is that there are times where you're going to be with your principal, right? The person that you're representing. And they just like go wild. And they do that because they need to control something. Because everything else feels out of control for them. So they just say whatever they want, wherever they want, whenever they want, however they want, without fear of consequence. And so, in previous roles, if I were to even send out a tweet, 8 or 9 people need to see it before it even gets posted for a tweet because it introduces risk otherwise. That's how I know he doesn't have a manager. Because if you look at other people who have social media profiles of that size, they normally have representation managing that. Or they have other people that have access to the profile and they can go in, edit things, make changes, DM people, whatever. I think Kris Jenner probably offered that to him. Like, hey, let us like take over your social media just so you can focus on music. Don't worry about social media. We'll do that for you. I would be willing to wager money that Kris Jenner offered that to him. And he's like, no, I'm Kanye West. I was famous before you were. So no, you're not gonna do that. We're not doing that. And then she probably tried to talk to Scooter Braun. And Scooter was like, listen, Kanye, this could be a good thing. And Kanye was like, I pay you. So the answer is no. And Kanye never was able to assess risk with that, which is why we are here now. I am, like, as a social person, concerned about his lack of brevity. And I'm also concerned about what is the trigger that causes him to go on these diatribes, like a good old-fashioned diatribe. And just whatever comes to his mind, he just says. Because that's like the science behind being a PR person and a comms person. What is the thought or action or response that causes your principal to perk up and feel the need to say something? And then that's where we intervene and say, what is your message? And then we can determine the text of it. Then we can determine the press release. Then we can determine the statement. Then we can determine the social media message. What are you intending to say? And then we take that, take the emotion out of it, even though some things are serious, some things are consequential, some things are scary and impact countless people, but we have to keep a cool head and find a way to take that message that our principal wants to offer, make it digestible, give it a very healthy edit, and answer the questions in the statement. But with Kanye right now, like, he doesn't even have anything to say. See, what I'm talking about is like if we're breaking news or if it's like a controversy of some sort. He's just like mad. So what do you do if someone's like, "Hey, I want to say this. Let me say it now." It's like it's not news. We're not combating anything that is new information. So no, we're not going to issue a statement. And you can position that recommendation to your principal and see what they say. And if you are being paid by your principal and they were like, put it out anyway. There are times where I've had to like put out statements and put out press releases that I didn't fully believe in. And then you have to deal with like the media calls from it. Like, oh my gosh. I knew this was going to happen, but whatever. So, what's next for Kanye? I don't know. I think that there is a very interesting science that I think is worth looking into about like what sets him off. And it seems to be anything dealing with his children, anything dealing with Kim Kardashian specifically. And anything dealing with his reputation. Those, like anything dealing with something he feels that he should have control over seems to really bother him. And I'm like a little worried about him. I am. I know people like want to ignore him and they find humor in it, but I am. I'm a little worried about him. To be continued. Yeah, let's follow this and see what else happens. Because there's always something, right? Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you guys soon. Take care.